Grand Slam for Masters!
It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire, score!
My guest today is Cam Kojal. He's a baseball player playing for the Arkansas Razorbacks, and in fact, he was part of the 2025 squad that made it to the College World Series in Omaha. And get this, he's a native of Omaha, Nebraska. So we'll talk about his progression to playing D1 baseball. And in the second half of the show, we're going to find out what's important to Cam in his everyday life. Cam, thank you for joining us on Blessed to Play.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Well, this is such an interesting story, your journey, and you started off with a love for baseball, as do a lot of boys playing Little League. But just talk about growing up in a sports family, so to speak. I know your dad was involved in sports to some capacity, and your love for the game.
Yeah, I mean, I loved playing baseball. I grew up in Omaha my whole life, and then from third to sixth grade, I moved to a small town in Sargent, Nebraska, and I'm the oldest of seven kids. So there was always people around in the house to play games with, play baseball, play football, play basketball, wrestling with all my siblings. It was a fun childhood. My dad, he built those wiffle ball fields in our backyards, and we happened to name it Kojal Park. So it was a really cool upbringing. Loved baseball, loved playing wiffle ball, loved growing up in Omaha, and I'm glad I'm playing baseball.
You know, wiffle ball gets underrated, and not a lot of people talk about that, but you're really coordinating your eye, hand contact and watching the ball dip and move and swirl, learning how to keep your eye on the ball. It really is a great little tool, if you will, to developing some skills for the game of baseball. And your skills developed quite rapidly. In fact, when you attended Millard South High School in Omaha, you were the 2022 and 2023 Nebraska Gatorade Player of the Year. So you knew you had a skill set for the game. Talk about developing that skill, your work ethic in high school, and when did you know you want to try to progress with the game of baseball up to each harder level?
Yeah, growing up, I just wanted to play as many sports as possible. I wanted to play football, I wanted to play basketball, I wanted to play baseball. I didn't know what I wanted to do at the next level until around my sophomore year of high school. So I thought for a period of time I might be a football player. But my freshman year of high school, I looked in the mirror and I'm only 5'10", and I know I wasn't a basketball player. So that limited it down to baseball or football.
Yeah.
And my sophomore year of high school, I started to get some college interest, and that's where that kind of progressed.
What's the play, Ron Meyer? We're talking today to Cam Kojal. He's a baseball player at the University of Arkansas. Plays for the Razorbacks, made it to the College World Series this year, and he was highly touted out of high school. And Cam, for you, that meant choosing a school, and there was a number of them vying for your talents for sure. You decided to go to Vandy and play for the Commodores. Talk about that decision-making process and ultimately starting your collegiate baseball career at Vanderbilt.
Yeah, out of high school, I took all five of my official visits that you could at that time. I took them to North Carolina, Vanderbilt, Arkansas, Notre Dame, and Oregon State. And I loved all those schools. They all had great things about them. It was a really tough decision for me and my family, but I ended up choosing Vanderbilt. We made a bunch of rankings and ranked all the schools from facilities all the way down to extra things you could do in the city to how far away it was from home to all those things. And we made our rankings, and Vanderbilt and Arkansas were very close at the top of the list, but I ended up choosing Vanderbilt to play for Coach Corbin, and I had a lot of good friends going to Vanderbilt also that I knew previous, and I don't regret the decision at all. I loved Vanderbilt, and it was a fun place to play.
And he did quite well at Vanderbilt. In fact, as a true freshman, your slash line was 284, 349, and 439 with five home runs and 28 RBI. But Cam, Vanderbilt wasn't your last stop as a collegiate baseball player. As I mentioned in the opening, you do play for the University of Arkansas, and you decide to go there. You went into the transfer portal. And talk about that decision. So many different decisions go on in a ball player's life now with the transfer portal, but you decided to go play for the Razorbacks. Take us through that decision.
Yeah, there was a lot. There was a lot that went into the decision. There's some coaching changes made at my previous school, and just some changes to the program. And I thought it might be best for me and my family to look otherwise. It took me the last day that you could actually enter the transfer portal to enter the transfer portal, and I did that while I was playing the Cape Cod League that summer. It was a hard thing to do, but I mean, God always has a plan, and it ended up being a marvelous thing for me and my family. We went to the College World Series, which was always a goal of mine, and that's a big reason why I wanted to go to school instead of sign out of high school and turn down that opportunity. So I'm glad I ended up at Arkansas. Coach Van Horn and Coach Thompson, I already had previous contact with them from taking an official visit to Arkansas to high school and already being recruited that way. So I felt very comfortable with the coaching staff and everything about the University of Arkansas.
Well, here comes the storybook story, if you will. You go to the University of Arkansas. You grew up in Omaha, Nebraska. In fact, your dad was part of the grounds crew at the then Rosenblatt Stadium. So the very stadium that hosts the College World Series, your dad was very accustomed to, as were you as a young boy. And you made it to Omaha as a Razorback. When you won that region and you know you're going to Omaha, what were you thinking at that time based on your childhood, your history, and now returning to Omaha to play in the biggest series collegiately?
Yeah, I felt very blessed. A lot of hard work and a lot of people made sacrifices in my life to be able to play baseball at a high level. It made me think about all those early mornings and just kind of late nights with my dad and all that sort of thing. All those things you do to prepare for that moment to be able to get to Omaha. So it was a really cool moment for all of us in Arkansas. It was a really close team. And it was a very special group of guys to play with. Of course, we had the Golden Spikes winner there at shortstop and one of the best catchers in the country catching and some of the best pitchers in the country. And now we're going to be professional baseball players, great outfielders. I could go on and on, but that was just a very special team coached by a very special man and Coach Van Horn. And it was a very cool experience.
Best to play Ron Meyer. Once again, we're chatting today with Cam Kojal, part of the Arkansas Razorback baseball team. We're talking about his experience playing at the College World Series. And okay, so you have the best of the best teams at in Omaha, and you're playing against them. What was different about playing all of, you know, these best teams in the nation compared to your regular season schedule?
We play in the SEC, so playing in the SEC, it's a gauntlet, and every weekend's tough. It doesn't matter who you're playing because you can get beat by anybody. Every team in the SEC has amazing arms. They have great hitters. And so I think playing in the SEC really prepares you for the postseason. When you get to the postseason, every team's out to get you, and every team's extremely good, and that's why they're there. So I think we were prepared going into the postseason, and we had a little bit of some struggle throughout the season. We had a little bit of a rough patch at LSU and Florida, and Texas A&M came into our place and won a series there. It was a very weird series, but they won it. So I think that kind of, that adversity that we went through those 3 weeks, and then we kind of found the light at the end of the tunnel and started playing better. And then we just rolled into the postseason. We were clicking on all cylinders, hitting and pitching. So I think playing in the SEC can really prepare you for the postseason. But when you get to Omaha, it's anyone's game. And that's really what we thought. You had great teams like UCLA or obviously LSU is an amazing team. So I think we were prepared and we were ready to go.
Talk about your family participating with you at the College World Series, where you grew up. Very special time for you, your mom and dad, I'm sure. But just take us through that and some of the sentiments that they felt to watching you play there.
Yeah, of course. My dad, he obviously worked on the grounds crew, and he's done that most of his adult life. I remember going to Rosenblatt with him. At that time, Jesse Cuevas was the head grounds guy. And I still remember running through those hallways and being in those bleachers watching Omaha Royals games and the CWS. He also works at Werner Park, which is the AAA affiliate for the Kansas City Royals. So I have a lot of fond memories of being at the field with my dad, just in those big atmospheres in Omaha with professional baseball and the College World Series. So it was a very cool moment for him, I'm sure, because he worked so hard with his kids and with his son, and then to have it transform into playing at the stadium that he works at every year. And he wasn't just sitting in the bleachers during our games. He was working. He was out there pamping the mound and working on the grounds crew. So it was kind of funny to be sitting in the dugout pregame and you're just looking out and dad's out there working on the field like usual. It's like a normal day. So that was extremely cool for him. But even for my mom, who she taught me a very strong work ethic. Mm-hmm. She grew up on a farm in central Nebraska, and she's a medical transcriptionist and a mom of 7 kids. So you add all those things together, she's an extremely hard worker and she's great for our family. And that was very cool for her. There were a lot of tears for mom, whereas dad, it was more of hugs and that sort of thing. So he had both sides of the spectrum there.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of kids from Omaha who go and play super high level baseball. So maybe it's a reminder to them that if they work hard and do things the right way, they'll be able to play at that level someday. And maybe other kids too throughout the city. So that's kind of an impact I hope I left. But I loved seeing my siblings at the games. I have a lot of younger, I have 4 brothers and 2 sisters, and I can name them all right now, but it take a long time because there's a lot of them. And it was really cool seeing them at the stadium. I loved that they were there and they were excited and Chan Woo Big Suey.
That's great stuff. Okay, we're going to continue our discussion with Cam Kojal on the other side of Blessed to Play. We'll talk about what's important to him in his everyday life. Stay with us.
A prayer for the holy souls in purgatory.
God, our Creator and Redeemer, by your power, Christ conquered death and returned to you in glory. May all your people who have gone before us in faith share his victory and enjoy the vision of your glory forever. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. Ron Meyer joined today by Cam Kojal. What a talent for the game of baseball, folks. He plays for the Arkansas Razorbacks. And as I mentioned, he was part of the 2025 squad that made it to the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska, a city where he grew up in. So how about that? His dad was he worked on the field, part of the grounds crew. So Cam was used to this environment and got to share it with his family. What better experience than that? But more importantly about Cam, he has a great talent, and his talent, as we say in the show repeatedly, doesn't define who we are. It defines what we do. But he grew up on a farm, and he grew up Catholic. And I know, Cam, the Catholic faith is very important in your everyday life. It's a part of who you are and a part of who you are as an athlete, as a man. But just talk about your upbringing and how Catholicism became very important to you.
Yeah, so I think I kind of grew up in one of those typical big Catholic families. Oldest of 7 kids. We were at Mass every Sunday. Even around baseball tournaments and everything like that, we were at Mass on Sunday. We were finding the Mass time. My mom converted to Catholicism when I was in the fourth or fifth grade. So that was really cool to see her go through her faith kind of transformation. But the faith has always been extremely important to me and my family. My dad is a great role model for the faith. This past weekend, we went to the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament on a family retreat, which obviously Mother Angelica founded, who also founded EWTN. So that was a really cool experience this past weekend, going there to the Shrine. So Catholic faith is extremely important to me and my family.
Now, baseball is such a mental game. There's a lot of ups and downs, and I'm thinking your faith keeps you grounded in that capacity, and you're traveling a lot collegially with your team. Talk about how you invigorate yourself, how you stay grounded in your faith with your busy schedule as a collegiate baseball player.
Yeah, I think focused ministries, which are on every college campus, that has helped me a lot in my faith. I think those are extremely important, that they're out there on college campuses and spreading the faith to other kids and keeping Catholic kids Catholic. I had a very fortunate, I was very fortunate at Vanderbilt and Arkansas to have great focused ministries. I had Jackson Holland at Vanderbilt, and now I had Barrett Gregory at Arkansas, who were both incredible men and just great mentors in the faith. So they're always checking in on me during the season. I also really like to journal. Mm-hmm. So I journal pretty regularly daily. And some of it will be prayers, some of it will be reflections. So I think that's a great way I stay grounded. I like to pray a rosary pregame. So I started doing that. in Omaha, there was a lady from my high school, Millard South. She was a librarian, and she made me a custom Razorbacks rosary with baseball beads, and there's a Razorback logo on there with Mary and everything. It's pretty awesome. So I got a cool rosary now. I really like that. I also like to read The Way by St. Jose Maria Escriva pregame. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great little booklet if anyone's ever looking for a little booklet to read. So I like to keep it in my pregame routine. I also like to listen to the Gregorian chants pregame. That's something that I started doing actually this year. And there's just nothing peaceful about that. And that was every game through my headphones. That seems to really ground me and keep my heartbeat slow and just keep me grounded.
So it's interesting. Your lifestyle is very Catholic as well. Do you get a lot of questions from your teammates? I know when I played baseball, there's so much downtime, whether you're shagging balls or taking BP. There's so much downtime, so much time for discussion. And I know that you're playing with players that come from various faiths, if they have faith at all. Talk about those discussions about actually being Catholic on a baseball team and some of the, some of the questions that you might get from your teammates.
Yeah, it's not hard because it's just kind of who you are and you just have to be yourself. But I'll tell you a fun little quick story. Mm-hmm. Coach Norm DeBrine, who coached at Arkansas for a very long time, and he brought the program to prominence, made a very successful baseball program. He is now a deacon at the university parish there in Fayetteville. And he's a deacon. So every year I like to get my bat and my glove blessed before the season. It's just something I started doing in high school. So I call him that day and I ask him if he can come bless my bat and my glove. And he was like, I'll be there in 10 minutes with my book of blessings and everything with the holy water. He was so excited. And I was excited too. So he came to the field and I just got done taking a shower because it was after a practice. And I'm just there in the locker room in my towel. And he comes in and he goes, where's Kojal? And I turn around, I'm naked in my towel, and I turn around and he's right there and he's coming over to my locker with all of his stuff. And there were other guys in the locker room too. It was right after a practice. So it was kind of funny. He came over to my locker and we said a prayer and he blessed my stuff. And he ended up blessing the whole team and just the locker room. And you got some looks because not every day you see a deacon come in there with holy water that he's spraying everywhere and his book of blessings. So that was a really cool story. And I would say that I attribute that to most of the success we had this season. I think we had a very faithful group. We had a group Bible study that we would do on Monday nights, and it was a really cool thing. But you have some good discussions about Catholicism because Catholicism, it doesn't change. It's pretty unwavering with the culture. And in the culture these days, there's a lot of things going on, and a lot of athletes tend to think certain ways, so when they hear you're Catholic, they not debate, but they like to bring things up, and you just have to stand up for the faith.
Yeah, sure. And I'm thinking when the deacon blessed your bat and glove, if you went on a hot streak, you have more teammates going to say, hey, bring that guy back. I want him blessing my...
we did have a couple of teammates who asked if they could get their stuff blessed, so I think this upcoming year we'll probably have a whole thing of bats and gloves that are going to be there in the middle of the locker room getting blessed.
Blessed to play, Ron Meyer. We're chatting today with Cam Kojal, part of the Arkansas Razorback baseball team. Participated in the 2025 College World Series in Omaha. Grew up on a farm. Loves fishing. You know, that's part of spirituality, too, just being out with God's creation. But you grew up on a farm and had that with you in your everyday life, so to speak. But your love for fishing, your love for getting away. I know you're at the farm right now, spending time with family. That's part of who you are, and it's part of your faith life as well.
Yes, I feel so still. Just being in the outdoors, being in a forest, being by a river, being by a lake, being by a pond, you're just so still. And God is speaking through us through creation. Mm-hmm. You just kind of look around and everything's so tightly knit and depends on each other. And it's when you're in creation enough, you think to yourself, how the heck did this come to be? And you end up at God. And that just brings you closer to God. I love to hunt. I love to fish. I like to take people hunting and fishing that have never done it before. I think that's one of the most rewarding things I've ever done. Taking people hunting for the first time and see see their faces light up. Sometimes with hunting, though, it's not a great light up in their face. Sometimes it takes some getting used to because it's kind of a culture shock.
Uh-huh.
But fishing, on the other hand, that's a little more mellow. I love taking kids who have not been fishing before and seeing them reel in a fish or a big bass or even a little bluegill.
Mm-hmm.
And the look on their face is just ecstatic. Because I don't think I've ever met anyone who has reeled in a fish and said that wasn't fun. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone loves to reel in a fish. It's like the coolest thing ever. So I love to hunt and fish. That's just part of who I am.
Yeah, and also part of fishing, too, is those great conversations that you could have with whoever you're fishing with. And like you mentioned, it's a still time, it's a quiet time, and provides some opportunities, some great friendships, and building on that. I want to talk about your aspirations. Obviously, you want to play professionally, and you're preparing. What value do you see in staying in college and playing as opposed to going straight into the pro ranks?
I'm glad I went and played college baseball out of high school. I could have signed out of high school for a good amount of money, but I didn't think God was calling me to do that. I think he was calling me to go to college. And, of course, I still have another year. But I think this past year, that was one of the most fulfilling baseball seasons I've ever had, just with the group of guys it was. But I'm hoping to start my professional career here in the next couple of years. You're able to sign after your junior year of college. So I'm looking forward to professional baseball. And I think every little boy's dream who plays the game is to play in the big leagues and win a World Series. And that's going to be my end goal. To hopefully get my gold card and play 10 years in the big leagues. So we'll try to make that happen.
Talent is key. We know that, to play at the professional level, even at the Division I level, right? But talk about the approach, the healthy approach to playing sports, where, you know, sports could be the be-all, end-all. And obviously you were raised right, so you have a sense of priority. And I think you haven't told me this, but I'm thinking you don't look at yourself as just a baseball player. You're much more than that. Talk about that approach to maybe young people who are playing any competitive sport, maybe listening to the show. What is the approach that you would, or advice you would give them in approaching the sport and keeping it properly directed?
Yeah, I mean, baseball is something I do. It's not who I am. And that's how you could look at any sport, football or baseball or basketball or hockey or tennis or swimming. It's something you do. It's just not who you are. When you're 6 years old and when you're with your friends or your people you played with, sure, you might talk about some good things that you did in your game, but they're going to think about the type of person you were and how you treated them and how they made you feel when you're around them. So it doesn't really matter how many home runs or bases you steal or putouts you have or strikeouts you have. It's not going to matter in the end. I don't think God's going to look at you and say, oh, you struck out a million times. Be gone. Like, that's not how it works, guys. That's not how it works. So you got to keep the main thing. Keep a healthy perspective. I think that journaling is a good way to do that, to have a sense of perspective when you're going throughout your career. So, yeah, I think that's good.
Now, you're an infielder. You grew up in Omaha, Nebraska. Not a major league team there, but I'm thinking you followed a few major league players during your time. Tell us about those players that you, not emulate, but looked up to. And as a kid, you know, those were your guys.
Yeah, Alex Gordon, he played at the University of Nebraska, and he was one of the first picks when he was drafted, and obviously played with the Kansas City Royals, won one or two World Series, and just an amazing player, amazing outfielder. I loved watching him growing up just because he was from the state of Nebraska. Jorge Posada, catcher for the Yankees. I thought his name was really funny when I was a kid, and he hit bombs. So, loved watching Posada play. Derek Jeter was another just great player to watch. Loved listening to him talk. Loved watching him play. He's just the Yankee shortstop, so he's always fun to follow. And I would say my family, most of the Kojals like the Yankees. Just from when they were growing up, it's the Yankees and the Royals for us. So we really like those two teams. But yeah, I like watching Francisco Lindor. He's an amazing player. Very smooth. Very fun to watch. Bobby Witt Jr. I've been fortunate enough to have a couple little encounters with him because obviously he plays for the Royals. So he had to come through Omaha and play at the Omaha Storm Chasers.
Mm-hmm.
So I played a game of pig with him on the little basketball court before a game. And he's an amazing athlete. He's someone I look up to and he's a great player.
I want to get your approach to hitting because nowadays, compared to when I grew up, you know, on the slash line, batting average doesn't seem to be as important as it is to the big numbers, home runs, and RBI. As a collegiate player, are you trying to adapt to that mindset that everyone's looking for at the next level, or what's your approach to hitting?
I just try to keep it simple. I played a lot of wiffle ball growing up. And when we're playing wiffle ball, I wasn't thinking about anything other than hitting the ball. So that's a pretty simple answer, but you got to keep it simple, especially when you get higher into these levels. The guys make it more simple every level you go up. You got to be able to hit a fastball. You got to be able to hit a carry fastball. So your swing has to be pretty level. If you want to not just hit a home run every pitch, you have to be able to have a little bit of the hit tool. I'm not a stats guy. I do not like looking at stats. In the season, you will never see me look up at the scoreboard and look at stats. I won't look it up. I just won't do it, because if they're good or they're bad, they'll just get in your head either way. At the end of the season, I'll do a little reflecting over the stats, because stats do tell you some things. Mm-hmm. But during the season, I will never, ever look at stats. And guys know that who are my friends. They won't talk about it with me, because I think it's a cause for you to worry either way.
Yeah.
And they'll just get in your head. And you got to keep the main thing, and that's winning baseball games. And being competitive and just trying to be as competitive as you can every pitch of every at-bat that you're going to have, because you never know when that at-bat will be your last one. So I'm not a huge stats guy, sadly, but I hope that answers it.
No, that's a great approach. Only you can control the controllables, and you like you said, you keep it simple, which I think for the game of baseball is very important, or your mind could go in every which direction. Well, Cam Kojula has been our guest, folks. Had a really great year, not only on the baseball diamond, but being able to play in the College World Series in his hometown, but also talks about why faith is important in his everyday life. Cam, all the best to you. I know there's some great things in store for you collegially and as you go in the pro ranks. And thanks for sharing a little bit about you and your journey right here on Blessed to Play.
Yes, thank you. This was awesome.
Hey, Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web at blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed. The number 2play.com. You can like us on Facebook. Hit us up on the platform X at Blessed to Play. For Cam Kojula, I'm Ron Meyer. Thanks so much for joining us right here on Blessed to Play.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number 2play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed, the number 2play.com. Join us again next time for Blessed to Play on the EWTN Global Catholic Network.